Welcome to Daily Inspirations again, and thanks for calling in. And before I forget to mention this, you may leave a message for us by entering 99, extension 99. So feel free to do so if you have a question or comment. Today I'm going to read a few verses here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27, or maybe 29, 24 and 25 once. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. So Paul takes the races that they would have been running at that time that were very popular, and we still have these types of races today where people will run in a race and one receives the crown. And Paul says that, Paul tells us here to run in such a way that you may obtain it. We are also to run in a way that we may obtain the crown. You know, if in the athletic races, no one's going to win a crown not giving it his very best. I mean, he's going to have to give it his very best. Of course, in those types of races, only one receives the crown. And in this spiritual race that we're running, there are many who can be crowned, but in a way, it's only one. It's only the bride of Christ who, but that can include a number of people. And in the next verse, it says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. You know, they don't go overboard in eating or in anything that would be harmful to the goal of running the race. They go all out and they train their body, and they would choose their food wisely and moderately, and they would not be gluttons or given to dissipation. They would be very intentional and very focused on preparing their body for the race. And now he says here, now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. So you have these people who dedicate their lives. It would seem like they almost dedicate their whole life to training and running a race. They just go all out and give it their very best. Every other aspect of their lives revolves around running the race, and that they do nothing that would hinder running the race. And all for an imperishable crown, a crown and a prize that's going to fade away into nothing. It's going to burn up. But we have a crown that's promised to us that's imperishable. It'll last forever. The glory of that crown will be with us for eternity if we win that prize. So why wouldn't we put at least that much effort into running our race as these athletes do? Why would we lose focused when our prize is so much bigger? That's to me that's very convicting and yet also inspiring to refocus on running this race with focus and with passion. You know, there's a goal ahead of us, and we need to focus on that and run this race. And I find myself encouraged by this scripture. In the next verse, Paul says, "Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty." Not running as if he's not sure about the whole thing. Not running as if he's uncertain if it's going to be worthwhile or not. You know, we can kind of picture someone running and, you know, maybe he's not sure if he really wants to be in the race or not sure if it's going to be worthwhile, and so he hesitates, and maybe he walks for a while and then he runs a little bit. And Paul's saying he doesn't run that way. He doesn't run with uncertainty. And he also says, "Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." So let's be serious about running the race. Let's be focused, and let's train. And the best way to become good at running is to start running. And so may God bless you as you seek to do so. God bless.